Hi, I'm Ed Harkness, and this is my poem, Brown Eyes. Under the silver grinder, by the shelf of day-old bread, he'd crawl on all fours to find coffee beans while his mother shopped. He'd sweep them up with his palm, crouch behind the apple bin, and put in his mouth one bean at a time. He'd suck on them a while, then chew, eager for the strange acids to leap inside his eyes. He'd sneak into a corner and spit out the bitter grains. Mother knocked on the cantaloupes. Then once, Bud, the butcher, slender curved knife in his hand, looked down and said, "Well, young man, how about a song?" "He's shy," said his mother. "Honey, sing Brown Eyes for Mr. D'Angelo." The boy swallowed the handful of beans under his tongue, turned away to face the shelves of Campbell's soup, and sang, whispered rather, pushing out with all his might the words to the old tune. "Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes, I'll never love blue eyes again." Years later, that moment would return. He would taste them still, those bitter beans from the floor, still taste the words to the song as they had risen from his thin chest. He would see himself in the aisle among bags of flowers, stacked soda bottles of Dr. Pepper, near the trays of bloody steaks, chickens, slabs of bacon, their smells dizzying in the warmth of a summer afternoon. Once again, the words would catch in his throat. His heart would thump just as it had then. He wondered if anyone, besides himself, might come to see the act of a child singing to a man in an apron smeared with blood as a kind of bitterness, something never quite swallowed, still hidden under the tongue, chewed in secret. Bitter they were, those beans, always bitter, always delicious.